Motherhood is far too complex and variable a condition for anyone to argue that mothers, as a rule, are smarter than women who have not given birth. Furthermore, most advantages gained from the experience depend not only on your circumstances, but on your attitude. If you're under debilitating stress, for instance, you're obviously likely to miss out on many benefits. Still, after what I've learned, I feel confident in proposing that a mommy brain should be thought of less as a cerebral handicap and more as an advantage in the lifelong task of becoming smart. By smart, I mean much more than the ability to multiply two-digit numbers in your head. I have in mind instead the kind of bright that translates into enhanced perception, efficiency, resiliency, motivation, and social skills, or emotional intelligence. In these first-order survival capacities, which I'm calling the five attributes of the baby-boosted brain, mothers' capacities can be most strengthened, a process I detail in the heart of this book. In this book, I also take you with me on my quest to track down what we know about the powerful mental advantages that motherhood can bestow. You'll witness in Virginia revolutionary lab experiments on brainy mother rats. At Yale University, sophisticated functional magnetic resonance imaging, fMRI, exams tracking the brain behavior of new parents. And in California's Silicon Valley, an innovative childcare project that helps mothers be their smartest at work. Throughout this book, my emphasis will be on mothers, because mothers clearly undergo the most dramatic physical changes in giving birth, and because, throughout human history, mothers have devoted much more of their time and attention to their children than anyone else. In 2004, the first U.S. government survey to quantify this well-known fact found that the average contemporary working woman was spending about twice as much time as the average working man on household chores and childcare. Furthermore, recent research, described in Chapter 3, suggests that mothers may be, as has long been suspected, more hardwired to respond to their infants. Even so, mommy brain gains aren't limited to mommies, and I show how fathers, other caregivers, and everyday altruists can also partake of the advantages of caring proximity to children. I also reveal how some particularly smart mothers and managers have made the most of parents' special skills in the workplace. Along the way, I offer insights from mothers I've interviewed, including mothers who are also professional scientists, and who have turned their informed and painstaking attention onto their own experiences. Several of these experts share their advice about how to make the most of your own mommy brain.